from Studio One at the worldwide headquarters of ESPN and from Studio HD in Atlanta, Georgia, this is Fitz and Harry on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on Sirius XM Channel 80.
Put my name up in the night! It's a massive stacked weekend of sports action. And it leads us to the question of if you could only watch one thing, what would it be? But even above and beyond that simple question, there's an answer revolved around the NBA All-Star Game that the world needs to be aware of. A change being made that is absolutely unacceptable. Fitz and Harry on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. Harry Douglas, Jason Fitz. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Don't forget Tiger in action right now with the Genesis Invitational live feature group coverage available on ESPN Plus. He's at 2-under right now. This might fall into your You Got One concept because, as you know, what we like to do sometimes is take a look at different situations around and see what you're passionate about. We want to know the one thing that you want to watch this weekend. We want to know what it's going to be when You Got One.
It's another busy weekend in sports.
Games. There's games. You like games? I like games.
But you can only pick one game to watch. What is it and why?
Game time!
Game! This is Got One Friday.
All right, you guys can chime in with the one thing you absolutely have to watch this weekend. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll take your calls on it. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Now, shamelessly, I'm going to plug this because I don't even care what our answers are yet, but I will tell you that this weekend the XFL debuts, which means you can see my guy, Harry Douglas, on Sunday night, hanging out for Seattle versus DC at 8 p.m. Eastern on ESPN, ESPN Plus, also in the ESPN app on ESPN as well. So you can check that out everywhere. In addition, XFL Today debuts at 2:30 on Sunday. And that's me and Scooby McGez. It's the only studio show that you can get. We're going to do Football Night in America, but we're going to, you know, if you imagine the professionalism of that combined with a bunch of shots of Fireball, that'll give you sort of the sense, the tone we're going for on our studio show. So obviously XFL is going to be prominent here. But Harry, before we even let anyone chime in, my answer might have been the NBA. Might have been the NBA All-Star Game. It might have been all about everything NBA, but there was one change. Are you ready for this? There was one change made to the selection process of the NBA All-Star Game that has me out on the entire thing. It has me out on every ounce of it. I won't watch it. I won't consume it. I won't, like, I'll look at the highlights. I'm out. Why? Because now they're drafting the reserves in reverse order so that nobody has to turn around. They're going to do the starters last in the draft right before so that no NBA player has their feelings hurt by being the last player selected for the draft.
Oh,
I hate it.
Oh, NBA guys getting their feelings hurt because they are being picked last.
I mean, were you ever picked last for anything athletically? I mean, you're Harry Douglas.
Hail to the no. The only thing that I have not got picked for in my entire life, it's, is when I auditioned for ACC Network twice, and it happened twice to me. But it was a great learning experience for me, and I use it in a positive way, in a positive direction. So that's the only thing I've never gotten in my life. So,
well, you know what? It brought us together. And by the way, we're very opposite on this. This should surprise no one. There was never a gig in music in my life that I auditioned for that I didn't get. Like, I got every single.
So what are you saying to me? What are you saying to me right now?
Well, what I am going to tell you is that I know intimately what it is like to be a fat kid that is the last one picked in dodgeball. There's a rite of passage that comes when you're the last kid picked in dodgeball because you know two things. One, the entire class just watched you get picked last. That's part of what you're going to have to deal with for the rest of the day. Number two, because you were picked last and you are the unathletic fat kid, you are going to get hit in the face with at least one dodgeball in the first 15 seconds. And it's probably going to be like five or six because everybody's going to fling them right at you're going to get all sorts of dodgeballs right to the face. Excuse immediately me. When this thing starts. Notice I was very clear about how I said that. That's a rite of passage, HD, and if I can handle it, if my ego can handle being the last person picked in dodgeball, then I would think an NBA player would be fine being the last all-star picked for his team. Good God.
Yeah, me too. I don't understand the logic behind it or why it even matters because I can clearly look at the list and determine which person would be last pick if it was done the other way around.
Yeah, and Devin's making a good point. Devin, point out to everybody what we know either way in this process.
So we're still going to know who would have been the last pick, because whoever is the last reserve pick would have been the last pick.
See, what are we going to end up? Like, we're going to end up doing the draft. Like, I honestly think that the draft is more interesting than the game. And I liked it when they did it, you know, ahead of it, so that you had time to react to it and it was all on TV and everybody could laugh about it. Now it's going to be right before the game. I'm far less into that process. Like, I want everybody in this process, I want to live the awkwardness, right? Like, what are we going to do? Start just putting out a graphic that's like, here are the reserves that have already been selected so that we can protect everybody's feelings. Like, what is this, Harry? Like, it's just like, I'm sorry, do you need a hug? You're an all-star. Go out there, be an all-star. If you're the last all-star pick, take it out on everybody on the court. Like, if somebody is dumb enough at the ESPN gym to pick Harry Douglas last at a pickup basketball game, Harry Douglas is going to make them pay for it for the next 2 hours and talk his talk the entire time. Give me that during the all-star game.
Well, of course I'm going to talk reckless. You better believe that. I'm already a talker as it is, a guy that likes to talk smack. But you want to know what I'm really looking forward to tomorrow night, though? The slam dunk contest. I'm really looking forward to seeing if the slam dunk contest is going to be different than years prior, because it has not been good for a very, very long time. Like, we've had some guys that competed at a high level, but the Vince Carter situation, and I grew up a Vince Carter fan. I wore number 15 because of Vince Carter. He takes the cakes. Michael Jordan back in the day, seeing his highlights. Dominique Wilkins seeing his highlights back in the day. Spud Webb, a guy that's not even over 5'8". Winning a dunk contest, those type of things is what I love. I was in Orlando at the time with Dwight Howard and my brother actually grew up playing AAU basketball together. So we was able to go down there and watch him. Was it the Superman thing that he had put on?
Oh, yeah.
I think it was a Superman cape during that time. So, yeah, I love the dunk contest and a three-point contest.
But the thing with the dunk contest, like, okay, so we put out a song when I was touring with the band Perry. We put out a song called Dunk. And we did this big TV performance. And when we did this big TV performance for the fiddle solo, everybody had to run out to the edge of the stage. We got in a straight line, and we jumped up and down, right? So I had to play the toughest fiddle solo of my life while jumping up and down for, you know, 20 million people on a TV broadcast. And it was so successful in that TV broadcast that then every night from then on, every time we played Done live, we all ran to the edge of the stage, and we jumped in unison while I played the toughest fiddle solo. I felt like at the time that was pretty impressive. That was also several years ago. Now you have Lindsey Stirling out there, somebody, Harry, you may not know, but Lindsey Stirling out there is like not only one of the best violinists in the world, but she's also doing like high level ballet while she's doing it, right? Like, that's the dunk contest at this point. Like, the level is so high, nothing impresses anybody anymore. Like, you can be out here doing cartwheels, like somebody's gonna go out and they're gonna jump over 16 monster trucks off a trampoline, hang off the rafters of the building, jump down, dunk it between their legs with their eyes closed, and we're still gonna be like, I don't know, Michael was better from the free throw line. Like, the dunk contest feels like everything's already been seen. I don't know what you can do that's original anymore.
Well, what about the three-point contest? Who are you taking in the three-point contest? You have Jason Tatum, Kevin Herter, Tyler Hero, Tyrese Halliburton, Buddy Hield, Damian Lillard, Anthony Simons, and Lori Markkanen.
Taking Lillard. I'm taking Dame in that all day long.
See, I think I would take Anthony Simons.
Why?
He's a teammate of Damian Lillard because he can ball and he can shoot the lights out of the basketball as well. Part of the reason why they got rid of, I can't think of his name right now, sent him over to New Orleans. Gosh, C.J. McCollum, there you go.
Well, and look, I mean, when you start talking about Lillard, I just like the gamer on everything. By the way, we do a breaking news. Breaking news. This is literally, I'm not being a jerk for once. We do actually have breaking news. I want to stop the presses. Breaking NFL news. According to our very own Diana Rossini, Derek Carr will visit with the New York Jets, per sources. Owner Woody Johnson shared with ESPN last week that the team's priority is bringing in a veteran quarterback. So we now know that Derek Carr is visiting with the New York football Jets.
This is a good sign for the Jets that they're not waiting for Aaron Rodgers, right? That they're going forward and at least meeting with Derek Carr, not sitting back.
Evan, exactly. And do you remember the time yesterday on Get Up when I said the Jets better pursue Derek Carr? Do you remember the time?
Oh, I thought we were still going. I was giving you a backup, Michael Jackson.
This is smart by this organization.
Yeah.
This is smart by this organization.
Yeah.
Like, you do not sit there and wait on Aaron Rodgers when you have a guy in Derek Carr who is a free agent right now before free agency even starts.
Can I be oversimplified for a second? What Derek Carr wants right now, he wants to feel appreciated. Derek Carr wants to feel wanted. Derek Carr wants the way the Raiders made him feel to be washed away. If you're the New York Jets, it's not only bringing him in for a visit, it's making sure that while he's there, he realizes he doesn't need to go anywhere else. If I'm the Jets, I don't just get him in the building. I don't just get him in the facility. I make damn sure he doesn't leave the facility. And we all know when you get to these free agent periods, he's going to have a lot of visits. He's going to have a lot of opportunity. I think the Jets need to make sure that he understands he doesn't need to look anywhere else, that he's already home. And that's for my money, this is a smart beginning. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You can only watch one event this weekend. We got golf. We got NASCAR. We got the NBA All-Star. We got the XFL. We've got everything you could possibly want, but you got to choose. We got college basketball matchups that are huge, all right? But you've got to pick the one thing. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Oh, the NHL Stadium Series, too. Outdoor matchup. There are so many cool sporting events. I want you to pitch me on why I should watch the one that you love. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Tell us the one thing you have to watch this weekend, plus and why. We're going to do that next. Fitz and Harry on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Muhammad Ali wasn't lying when he proclaimed, "I am the greatest." The Louisville Lip from Kentucky, born Cassius Clay, emerged as the heavyweight boxing champion of the world in 1964. He even went toe-to-toe with the U.S. government after refusing induction into the military for the Vietnam War, citing religious and ethical reasons. A comeback to win two more heavyweight championships and his pivotal role as a civil rights activist cemented Ali's legacy as a larger-than-life icon.
Black History Always, celebrating Black History Month on ESPN Radio. Fitz and Harry, the podcast. Jason Fitz and Harry Douglas are Fitz and Harry.
Man, they ticked you off, huh?
I mean,
they ticked you off, my man.
I'm just saying, like, we make these things so complicated. Like,
but I love the fact you said it with your chest too. Like, you said it with your chest.
You know what? I'm out here. I'm just out. I'm.
Oh my god!
I'm out in these streets now. That's what's happening.
I'm out here.
He said I'm out here. Oh my god!
I'm out in these streets.
Please clip that off, Evan and Devin. Please clip that off, please.
It's Fitz and Harry on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. It's mood setting Friday. Something we're going to do around here. We're going to make sure your Friday afternoon sets your Friday night up just right. You watching us in the ESPN app, you're seeing all of Harry's sweet, sweet moves. If you're listening on radio right now, you're welcome.
It's Love Friday, ladies and gentlemen. It's Love Friday. We may be helping some of y'all out that needs help.
I mean,
you don't even know it. We may be helping a lot of y'all out that need help.
You know, we might just make this a weekly thing on Friday and then put the playlist out there and we'll just call it You're Welcome. It's a You're Welcome playlist. You put it out there. Well, like,
that's the thing about our show, man. We can go in a lot of different directions, right? We can go to the love connection. We could talk basketball, baseball, football, a lot of different other things. You know, but if you need help in your relationships, don't be scared to call us.
No,
you know, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We help you out in all cases of life.
I mean, you know that. Like, this is the best pickup line I ever had was, "Hey, I was in the band." Harry usually just walked up and said, "I play in the NFL." So I figured we could just apply that same.
No. I ain't never told them what I done. No. Mm-hmm.
It's a new world out there, man. Like, you know, nowadays they just Google you. You know, that's what we do.
That's why you give them a fake name. You don't give them your real name.
Okay, so we're off to a really strong start on the advice on how to make your Friday nights perfect. We know how to make your weekend perfect, and that's with You Got One. NBA All-Star Weekend continues with State Farm All-Star Saturday Night. Radio coverage presented by Indeed begins tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations. You guys, chime in. Tell us the one thing you're going to watch and why. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729. 888-729-3776. But I'm going to use a Harry Douglas phrase. I need you to say it with your chest. Like, talk me into it. Right now, I am convinced that the one thing I'm going to watch is XFL football. If your answer is not XFL, then you better be talking me into it. Let's go to Kevin in Kansas. And I would have thought Kevin in Kansas was calling with Kansas basketball. But no, Kevin, you got something else. Thanks for calling the show, man. What's your one and why?
My one would be NASCAR, the Daytona 500, because it's the Super Bowl of NASCAR. They're going full throttle all the way around the track, 200-plus miles an hour, for like 3 hours. And that's just really exciting. The cars zoom by. It's really loud. They like to crank it up every now and then. Sometimes there's crashes. Hopefully everyone's okay. But you never know what you're going to see at the super speedways.
Look, I like Kevin, the sales pitch. Oh, go ahead.
Kevin, who are you rooting for in the Daytona 500?
I think this year I'm going to root for Martin Truex Jr. and Kyle Busch, and I'm going to root against Denny Hamlin.
All right, look, we got the pros and cons list. All right, Kevin, call us back on Monday. Let us know how it went for you. I mean, and here's the thing, like, HC, I'm like, I dabbled the toe last year into F1, and I found F1 to be addictive. Like, there is just something about F1 that, like, immediately just grabbed me. When I was touring in country music, you play a lot of these NASCAR events. We played the Daytona 500. It just was not, like, NASCAR was never my big thing. Sorry, Ryan McGee. Like, I think that's going to hurt our friendship when he hears this. But, like, yeah, it wasn't a big thing for me. Dev, are you passionate about the Daytona 500, Devin? It looked like you're leaning in to tell us something.
Oh, no, I was talking to DC. But, yeah, okay. I would, I would love to go. I would definitely love to be at Daytona 500. I feel like that's a bucket list, even if you're not a NASCAR fan.
I'm glad you said that, Devin, because it's been on my bucket list for a very, very long time. And a buddy of mine named Tony Filo, he told me whenever I wanted to go to let him know he was going to make sure that it happened. The only problem is that it's normally around Valentine's Day weekend. Mm-hmm. And I don't think my wife is going to, I don't think I have a good explanation to tell her that, hey, I'm going to the Daytona 500 instead of us on a Valentine's Day trip. She may look at me sideways. But I grew up right here in Atlanta, and I used to fundraise a lot at the Atlanta Motor Speedway. So I've been to that, but the Daytona 500 is definitely on my bucket list.
I don't know. Your work wife would go on that trip with you, and I'm not even all that into it. All right. Tony in San Antonio, what's the one thing you're going to watch? Why? Talk us into it, Tony.
Hey, let me tell you, it's got to be the NBA All-Star. I know right now a lot of people are like, oh, Giannis may not play, LeBron may not play many minutes, but people who haven't been following the NBA, it is more exciting now than ever. Watch Ja Morant. Watch Halliburton. Watch Tatum. Jaylen Brown. Like, there's another level of the new generation of NBA talent that's so exciting to watch. And we don't have to watch Giannis just bully into the paint or LeBron get all the touches. Let's open our eyes to the new talent and showcase them on Sunday.
That's a hell of a sales pitch.
Tony, can I ask you a favor? Can I ask you a favor, my man?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can you also flip to ESPN and watch me on the sidelines as I'm covering the Seattle Sea Dragons and the DC Defenders XFL game? Could you also turn the channel to watch your boy?
Can
you watch
me too? Just keep it on the side, Tony.
I'm going to tune in. I'm going to watch it. I want to see the nuance of the game. I want to follow your insight and get your insight on what we need to be watching on, because I want the game within the game.
You know, appreciated that, man. I like that, Tony.
Tony's winning awards out here. Let's go to Kent in Virginia. Kent, thanks for calling the show. What's the one thing you're going to watch? Talk us into it.
Football with my little girl.
Which game are you going to watch?
The new one. The one that's going to come out, the XFL.
That's awesome. Yep. Have you guys picked a favorite team at all, or are you just going to explore?
I just came back from the military, and I just pulled 25 years, and I'm going to sit down and spend some weekend time with my daughter.
I just retired.
I think that's pretty cool. So I have a daughter, and my daughter loves to do everything that I do, to the point to where now she wants to get into the media business and do what her daddy does. But we sit there all the time and watch all kind of sporting events, and she asks me questions. Hey, what team you want to win? What's going on? So it's a great way, man, to continue to bond with your daughter.
Kent, thanks for your service, man. Hang on. Don't go anywhere. We're going to get your address. We're still working on getting Fitz and Harry gear, but I will make sure when we get some that you get some. Appreciate your service, and thanks for all that you've done to let us have the opportunity to sit here and talk about sports. Let's take one more here real quick. Bo in Indianapolis. Bo, you got one. What's it going to be and why? Talk us into it.
First of all, I love me some NASCAR. No doubt about it. The best race in the world, Daytona 500. However, come on, man. You're from Indiana. I got to see the boilers boiler up. What's going on, Purdue Nation, man? Seriously, we're dropping down like flies right now. So I'm going to be watching Sunday. Ohio State coming in to Mackey Arena and see the boilers can turn this bad boy around. Boiler up. See you guys.
No, oh, thanks for the call, Bo. Like, by the way, for anyone who hadn't been paying attention, Purdue was on an absolute tear in the college basketball season. It has gone a little awry over the last few games. They've got some size. I'm just telling you now, if you're looking early at your March Madness bracket, wherever Purdue ends up, I would lean that way. Like they're going to be a matchup nightmare in the NCAA tournament, Harry.
Well, of course, when you have somebody 7-4 on your team, and he's the reason why you're ranked as high as they've been this season. But like you're right, man, I'm going to pick them to go a long ways in the NCAA tournament.
And look, a lot of people are going to talk about what's happened in the Big Ten over the last couple of weeks with the parity. That's what happens every year in the Big Ten. I'm not going to hold that against any of the teams, obviously, as they continue to work it all out. All right, we're going to keep taking your calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That's how you guys can get in on the fun with You Got One. That's how you guys can give us the one thing you absolutely have to watch. And we'll give you one thing you absolutely have to look for this weekend. But first, Harry's got to tell you this about O'Reilly. Go ahead, Harry.
When you need auto parts, O'Reilly.com is just a few clicks away. They offer convenient options for you and your parts quickly. Order online at O'Reilly.com and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They even bring it out to you curbside. Or choose to have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Get your order fast with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Visit O'Reilly.com today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Auto Parts.
Wow!
Fitz and Harry, the podcast.
Raiders released quarterback Derek Carr ahead of the deadline where $40 million of his contract's guaranteed.
In 2021, Derek Carr midseason was an MVP candidate.
I just love the beauty of him being a free and clear free agent. Yeah. Like the opportunity to be courted, to make a decision based on where you think you can win right away, but also get compensated.
Now he'll get a chance to find a team that matches, but also wants him to be on that team. I think this is great for Derek Carr.
We've been asking you guys to chime in on the one thing you absolutely have to watch this weekend. The one thing that you would prioritize above anything else. The one must-see event from a weekend stacked full of sporting events that are can't miss. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But realistically, for all of that action, Monday morning, the lead story is going to be the NFL. Why? Because at the end of the day, the one thing that you won't be able to miss this weekend is that Derek Carr will sign somewhere. You just heard Christine Lisi tell you in the SportsCenter update, he's visiting with the Jets. By the time we hit Monday, Derek Carr will be somewhere, and that will be the one thing we've all had our eyes on. It's Fitz and Harry on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM, Channel 80, presented by Progressive Insurance. Harry Douglas, Jason Fitz, getting you some mood music. I've had a couple people ask us to put out the playlist. We will do we'll tweet out some of the hits from this playlist. But right now, all eyes are on the New York Jets, who are hosting Derek Carr. And HD, I said a couple of days ago that, you know, frankly, if they didn't just back up a plane stacked with cash, it'd be irresponsible. If he's in the building and you let him leave, man, you're going to have to look in the mirror for a long time, because in my mind right now, you know what Derek Carr wants. He wants to feel loved. He wants to feel appreciated. He wants to feel like a rock star. He wants to feel like he's valued to an organization. You know his personality. You've had time to figure out why you're bringing him in the first place. If you bring him in and you don't sell him on never leaving, then, man, that is all at your feet if he goes somewhere else and you end up with no quarterback.
Yeah, it's just like when you have a coach that you're targeting and he's in your building, and next thing you know, he's supposed to be there a day, but then we hear that his flight got canceled. Now he's there 2 days, and then another flight got canceled, and he's there 3 days, and next thing you know, they have a deal on a guy that they targeted. You talk about a team in the New York Jets in which the quarterback position was definitely the issue on their team last year. You have a guy in Derek Carr that's in your building, like you just mentioned, Fitz. You make sure he does not leave unless he's signed to your team. And now, if he does sign with them, I view this football team of the New York Jets very differently than I viewed them last year or before they actually signed him.
When there are so few dominoes available to fall in this process of the conversation, it's part of why I keep saying I don't think Derek Carr wants to wait until Aaron Rodgers gets out of the darkness. He doesn't want to be anybody's safety plan. He doesn't want to be the backup choice for somebody. He wants to go into the building and have the building make it clear from the outset, you're our guy. And for the Jets, if they never brought him in, if they had never brought him into the building at all, then I could look at it and say, okay, they looked at the player and decided it wasn't the right move. The minute you brought him in, the minute you took this step, the minute you took him out on this intimate date that they'll have over the course of the next 24 hours, what you did right there is you told the world that you think highly enough of him that you want him to be part of your organization. You can't walk that back now. You can't take him out, date him a little bit for the next 24 hours, and then say, we're just going to wait to see what Aaron Rodgers does and then be surprised when he goes somewhere else, because the Saints aren't going to make him wait. The Panthers aren't going to make him wait. Like, there are plenty of teams right now this weekend that will make Derek Carr feel valued.
And that's the thing. And we know that about Derek Carr. I think he's an unbelievable guy. Family man, great faith, a guy that can still play at a very, very high level. And I'll tell you an exchange I had with someone on Twitter yesterday. The young man had the audacity to tell me that Zach Wilson, the quarterback for the Jets right now, is better than Derek Carr. So you want to know what I immediately asked him, Fitz? I asked him, did he have cable? Because obviously he doesn't, because he hasn't watched Zach Wilson play. And I just felt like it was just so mind-boggling to me that so many people try to tarnish Derek Carr to the point to where this individual thought Zach Wilson, the same guy that got benched for, what's the guy named, Streveler? He got benched for Streveler last year. That Zach Wilson is better than Derek Carr? You out your damn mind. I just want to tell you nationally, you out your damn mind.
There's this moment, too, where people want to pick and choose the statistics that make sense. And then you look at what Derek Carr has gone through through the organization. You look at what he's been asked to deal with. You look at the different coaches, the different offensive coordinators, the lack of talent that's been around him. There is nobody anywhere sitting in front of a microphone on radio anywhere in the country that has watched more Derek Carr than I have. And let me be very clear. I'm a Raiders fan, not a Derek Carr fan. I am a fan of whoever wears the silver and black. If Harry Douglas goes out of retirement tomorrow and decides he's going to wear the Raiders colors, I am going to be a Harry Douglas fan.
I was almost a Raider.
I know.
I was almost a Raider.
And then, like,
it almost happened.
And I was almost a fan of yours, and then you saw what happened. For me, this isn't about fandom for any one player. This is about having watched every snap, understanding exactly what was around him, understanding what was being asked of him, understanding the instability that he has dealt with organizationally, and understanding the best of who Derek Carr can be and the worst of who Derek Carr can be. I don't think anybody sitting in front of a mic today will have more insight on Derek Carr, and I am telling you, as somebody that doesn't have any dog in the fight, I don't care where he goes, I believe that Derek Carr with the Jets immediately becomes the type of quarterback that can win a Super Bowl. James in New York wants to chime in. James, thanks for calling the show, man. What you got?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great, man.
I really want to get Harry's take on so a player like that walks into your locker room, into your building. You know, you're going to go to battle with this guy, and you know that he could bring you to a next level. You know, that has to incite the entire team. You know what I mean? I don't know exactly. I've never played in an NFL, you know, locker room or anything like that. I've been around. But just the whole concept, the whole feel of a team has to be elated. I would feel they would have to be lifted and saying, man, this dude is the one that gives us a chance to really, really do something. And we can get to the next level. I know that's going to raise my game. I'm asking you, say to you, Harry, like, I'm hitting the gym harder. I'm working out harder. I'm going to take care of myself better. I'm going to be the best version of myself I can, because now we've really got a shot to do something incredible. And just for one thing, I love that you guys are saying don't let Derek Carr leave the building. I think he's a great fit for the Jets. But my second part of it is, do they test the waters with a Lamar Jackson if that situation arises? How do they handle that one, guys? Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and I'll say this first, because I went through a situation like this. Now, the player was a little bit more of a high caliber than Derek Carr, but in 2008, when I was with the Atlanta Falcons, we made the playoffs. That offseason, we brought in Tony Gonzalez. So all of our mindsets, coaches, players on that team as well, our mindsets and our energy hit another level, because we knew at the time we were getting the greatest tight end of all time, and Tony Gonzalez is always open, even when you have 2 and 3 guys on him. So I can definitely speak to that, and it does create another level buzz around your football team, and guys are more animated and excited to get to work.
Think about this. Amari Cooper was asked a couple of months ago who his favorite teammate ever in his career was. His answer, without hesitation, Derek Carr. So you think about what that means for the guys that are in that locker room. It means something. He is visiting with the Jets. We will keep you updated on any breaking news we get where that heads next. But also, there's a huge change coming in the NFL. A rule might be on the verge of leaving the game, and it could change every single outcome next year. We'll tell you about it next. Fitz and Harry on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Fitz and Harry, the podcast.
Some mood setting Friday here. Fitz and Harry on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM channel 80. Good thing that Harry's in Atlanta and I'm in Bristol. He's Harry Douglas. I'm Jason Fitz. Now I've made everybody really uncomfortable. You're welcome for that, America. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Tiger Woods right now in action at the Genesis Invitational. Live feature group coverage available right now at ESPN Plus. He's 2-under right now. God, the vocal range on some of these guys. Like, this is why I'm the worst. Like, because you've got this mood set music. Devin, could you play that again, Devin? Like, see, here's the thing. We're all hearing this, and everybody else is thinking about the, you know, the beat, how smooth it is. Just feels like that sort of mood set. And I'm thinking there, like, what a vocal performance. I'm like, look how smooth that, listen to that. Oh. I mean, that lick. You got Harry over here just getting all sexy time, and I'm just sitting here breaking down the performance.
I got to ask Devin. Devin, who, what song is this one? And who is this one by?
This is Chris Brown.
Yeah.
Huh. Wow. How did I not know that? I got to tell you about another artist. His name is Lucky Day, and he has a song called Concentrate. So, fellas, or ladies, if you're having a nice evening with your significant other, and you decide that you want to put on some nice R&B music, what we're playing today will help you guys or your ladies out tremendously.
What was the song called? Concentrate?
Concentrate by Lucky Day. Right. It's a phenomenal one.
Hey, play some Concentrate if you want to consummate. All right, there we go. It's Fitz and Harry on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80. All right, so we've all seen it. We all know the play. Again, it keeps happening over and over and over again. It's the real Philly special of this year, and it is the victory formation tush push. Feels like it's the right thing to call it today. It's the tush push, all right? So, which, by the way, is also a great line dance for all you country music fans out there. Dean Blandino, we all know Dean Blandino. Blandino's work around officiating, said on the 33rd team that new Broncos head coach Sean Payton told him he's going to do that every game next year if they don't outlaw the rule. The quote, it amounts to a rugby scum, the NFL scrum. The NFL wants to showcase the athleticism and skill of our players. This is just not a skillful play. Harry, I'm not sure how this is any less skillful than, I don't know, a quarterback sneak. It's just more effective, but I don't disagree that outlawing it could make sense because nobody has a way to stop it.
Roll them as I roll my eyes.
Okay.
It's not my problem that a defense can't stop it. And I will say this, not every offensive line and not every quarterback can be able to do it at the level that the Philadelphia Eagles are able to do it at. So why would we outlaw something just because one team has become great at doing it? And I mean great. Every 3rd and 1, 3rd and 2, maybe even a 3rd and 3, you're going to see, or 4th down, you're going to see the Philadelphia Eagles line up in this formation, and you can pretty much bank on them getting a 1st down out of it. But that's not my job that the defensive line can't get lowest and the lowest man than the offensive line. That's not my job that they need to get in the weight room a little bit more. That's not the Eagles' problem.
I mean, but
so
but
why when one team are great at it, we try to outlie it so no one else can use it?
Because we know it's a copycat league, and everybody's going to spend all summer figuring out how to do their version of it. Like, if I was a head coach today, I would have my backup running back taking snaps all summer, getting used to it, getting ready for it, so I'm not putting my quarterback in the middle of that. And I'm going to go low to the lowest man in victory formation, and I'm going to push my backup. I'm going to take my fullback, and I'm just going to push him in the middle of it and just, like, constantly get 3 yards.
It's not that simple. If your offensive line can't get the leverage and get lower than the defense, or if your offensive line isn't built like Philly's, it's not going to work for you.
I mean, it might not get you 100% success rate, but it's going to get you substantially higher than most plays are supposed to, right? Like, we didn't need to change, for example, extra points. We just did it because extra points became too automatic. If we live in a world where 4th-and-1 becomes an automatic play for the entire NFL, they're going to change the rule. Even if it's only converted at an 80% clip instead of the Eagles' 100% clip most of the time, that's going to be an uncomfortable percentage for the league, isn't it?
We're just going to outlie it because it's successful. It works.
Yeah, 100%. Oh, wow. I mean, okay. It's one of those things where it feels like a cheat code, right? Like, if you were coaching right now, if the Atlanta Falcons...
No, Patrick Mahomes is a cheat code.
Okay.
That's what a cheat code is.
If the Falcons made you an offensive coordinator tomorrow, would you not spend the summer figuring out how to replicate that play somehow, some way?
It depends if my offensive line is capable, if my quarterback is capable. We got to understand now, Jalen Hurts is a guy that squats over 500 pounds. So that plays a part in it too. Every quarterback across the National Football League isn't going to be able to squat like Jalen Hurts squats.
Yeah, but
you also got to have the personnel to be able to do it.
Yeah,
some teams may be able to do it, like Josh Allen. Josh Allen is a guy that can do it.
But you put anybody in that can squat 500 pounds and have them do that play. Like, why does that have to be the quarterback?
Offensive line has to be intact, too. You got to have a offensive line that understands the concept of what needs to be done.
If that's the case, then why do they outlaw the field goal attempts, the defenders jumping all over the line of scrimmage? Why can't they stop that? Why did they outlaw that?
I don't know, Devin. Why did they outlaw it?
I mean,
I don't know.
Like, anytime something in the NFL becomes too easy, they find a way to take it away, except for...
But here's my thing. It's too easy for one team. It's not too easy for the entire league. We haven't got to that point yet.
But see, that's where I disagree. I think we're going to see so much of the league all summer work on that, that by the time we hit next season, 4th-and-2, like right now, if I got 3rd-and-4, I'm running that play for 2 yards. And then on 4th-and-2, I'm running that play again for 2 yards. And if nobody can stop it more often than not, then conversion becomes a moot point. And all of a sudden, you're just in this world where
There's nothing better than moving a man from point A to point B against his will. Shout out to the Philadelphia Eagles offensive line.
Well, that is true. Now, speaking of the Eagles, they've got some issues to deal with Jalen Hurts in the form of a contract, but there's one reason why it's an easy decision. We'll tell you next. Fitz and Harry.
Fitz and Harry, the podcast.